I've decided to open my first savings account.
I've decided to reclaim my health.
I've decided to give faith
a second chance.
Time now for the I've Decided radio show, sponsored by I've Decided, an organization in Peoria designed to motivate people just like you to achieve your goals, from physical to financial health, to learning a new skill or being a better spouse. Now, I've Decided radio.
Good morning, Central Illinois. You are tuning in to I've Decided radio, and I'm Kim Martin, founder of I've Decided and host of the radio show today. So hopefully you've been hearing the buzz about I've Decided and all the things that we have going on in the community. But if this is your first experience, maybe you're going through the dials on your radio and you've stopped here to see what's going on. Well, you know, I've Decided is really about you. It's simply about you achieving success in your goals and whatever it is that you desire to do, your dreams and your goals. And providing you a platform for success through our resources. We have over 50 local businesses who are a part of I've Decided that provide you resources to help you be successful. And also through our community events, like our motivational conferences that we have, and also our ride program and our run program. So we do community events to bring everybody together to encourage and motivate. And a way that we educate you is through this I've Decided radio show. It's fun. We get to bring in our business members who support what we're doing and support you ultimately and share their resources and hear their stories and why they do what they do. It's so fun and motivating. And just to educate you on things that you may not know, what we have right here in Peoria that can help us be successful in our goals. And so speaking of events, I must tell you this. Today is Sunday, May 7th, and we start our I've Decided Ride program, which is a beginner cycling program designed to train you to ride from 0 miles to 20, 30, or 40 miles. It's a 10-week program, and it starts with two in-house clinics that will help us understand the rules of the road, teach us how to change our tire and all that good stuff. And then the week of May 23rd, we start outdoor training. It is not too late to sign up. In fact, today, Sunday, May 7th, out at ICC Cougar Complex, we have our very first indoor bike clinic. So there's a couple of things. You can just show up if that's the easiest thing for you to do. Come on out to ICC Cougar Complex in East Peoria. Join us today at 1:30 p.m. You can show up. You can go online at ivedecided.org and register there. Or just email me, Kim at ivedecided, with any questions or if it's something, sounds like something that you're interested in. But if you've been thinking about cycling, thinking about pulling your bike out of the garage and getting out on the trails. We have some amazing trails in Peoria. And there's nothing like getting out with the community, the support. And of course, it's kind of, you might be nervous to do it by yourself. So having this group of support and learning with a group is just really awesome. This is our second year to do it. And we would love for you to join us. So check that out at ivedecided.org. Okay, so I am very inspired today by my guest, Michelle Bohm, who happens to be the owner of Inspire Style Salon in Pekin, and they're about to have their grand opening, and she's a business member of I've Decided, and of course, a fabulous salon. Ladies, it's going to be great, and for men too, not just ladies, but I'm thinking ladies, because it's almost yes. Mother's Day. Right. I've got this whole mom prom thing that you're doing on my mind and Mother's Day. But of course, I'm sure you're going to cut. It's not just for women, your salon. Right. Okay. So I want to clarify that. But my guest today, Michelle Bohm, is going to help us understand what inspired her and motivated her to open her own business and take a little bit different path. And hopefully it will inspire you. Maybe you're thinking of doing something and you might be a little bit nervous. And I think her story might just kind of push you, be the little nudge you need to take that leap of faith, if you will, into doing whatever it is that you want to do. So Welcome, Michelle.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
I am so excited. Thanks for being here with me today. All right. So we're talking about, I said inspired. I'm all inspired because I love your story. So I want you to share with the audience a little bit about what you were telling me, the name of your salon, why you named it that, where that came from. And you actually are not a hairstylist.
No.
So it's really cool that you opened the salon. So just help the listeners understand your story a little bit. It's so inspiring.
Well, you bet. I'm actually really excited to be part of I've Decided because when people look at me, I'm definitely not your typical salon owner type. I am a tomboy at heart. And they say, what makes you think you could open a salon? And I first words out of my mouth are always, because I decided to. That's right. Why. And this idea is totally out in left field for me. My background is actually in finance. My degree's in finance and business administration. I worked for a local community bank for years until I had my kids. And when I had my kids, my husband and I both decided it was really, really important for one of us to stay home with him. But we were both talking about the other person staying home. Not
you're thinking he might be the best stay at home dad.
Yeah, I was like, you're
going
to be the best stay at home dad ever. And he's thinking the other. So I drew the short straw and I stayed home with the kids. And I was super excited about that for about 5 minutes.
Right.
And then I realized how hard that job is.
Uh-huh.
And I needed something that would occupy my business brain until I could go back to my real job. Is what I kept thinking. Like, I'll do this until the kids are in school, and then I'll go back to my day job. And so I started with a handbag company that had just launched, and that business was amazing. I was so good at it. It was so not what I expected, but it lended itself to all my strengths. I was able to be around the people that I really wanted to be around. I was able to work with individuals and develop a team. And really develop that business, but also develop each one of those individuals personally. So I went all in with that. And I absolutely loved it. It was something I could do at home and with the kids in the background. But it also just let me have that piece that I was missing in my life. And we were one of the top teams in the nation. We were just rocking it until we got the phone call one day that company was closing.
And it's like that door shuts and you're thinking, okay.
It was like a death. It was. I was so devastated. I mean, you know, couldn't function for, you know, a while after that. And so I said,
I got some of our, not to shut you off, but if you're listening, you can relate to that. Maybe something has happened right now that has shut a door for you.
Because
that's kind of what happened, Michelle, right?
Yeah. Oh.
I mean, the door was shut. It was like, something or someone was saying, there's a different path
that's
for
over.
You.
That's over.
That's over. This part of your life is over. Yeah. There's a different path for you. And there's no changing. Mm-hmm. This is what's going to happen. And I think so many of us experience that. And I bet some of the listeners, you probably are listening right now, maybe you're experiencing that. Like something has closed. The door has closed. Maybe you've lost a job or something has changed in your life that was out of your control.
Right.
And that can give you an overwhelming sensation. And you actually just said, and I want you to keep going, but this is a very good point. It was like a death.
It was. It absolutely was. And, you know, I do, at least this morning was a little bit less than when I left the bank because I felt like that was a death too. You know, my goal was to be a VP by the time I was 30. And I was like, I was rocking and rolling. And now suddenly my life shifted and I wasn't that person anymore. And I actually didn't really work through that for a couple years. And I finally just got to the point where I thought, you know, I'm carrying around this dead horse with me. It was something that I heard at a motivational conference, actually, that said, why are you carrying around those dead horses? That's done.
It's gone.
You're not even experiencing the opportunity that's in front of you right now because you're busy carrying around that dead horse. So this, I had kind of been through that, but just on a smaller scale. That one was my decision. This one, I felt like it was taken from me, which is why I felt like more like a death. Instead of I made that choice, it was made for me.
Right.
And
no
I did not like that.
Or anything.
No,
and
it was a phone call.
Had a successful team.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, we were number two in the nation the month that we closed.
Oh, wow.
So it was one of those like, this was going to be our year, you know, and that letdown that comes from that. And I know so many people experience that. So at least I was smart enough this time to not spiral totally out of control and say, okay, I know that this is over and I'm really, really sad about this, but I'm just going to sit and wait and I'm going to see what happens instead of jumping into the next thing. You know, my kids were finally, they were in school at this point, so I could have gone back into banking. The possibilities were endless for me. You know, I had somebody say this to me one time, that most people won't go out of their comfort zone or do things because they have this imaginary fence around their life or in their mind that says that they can't go past this point. And it wasn't until I heard somebody say that that I realized, oh, I don't have a fence. I don't even know what that is. And that's why I feel like I can do those crazy things, like why I feel I can go from banking to running a handbag company. And why I think I can go from running a handbag company to opening a salon. Because to me, it's all the same thing. It's just in a different vehicle.
It's servicing.
It's servicing. It's all service. But for me, the client that I'm servicing is that individual on my team. That's what really gets me going. I want to, you know, help as many people as I can. And this is just a bigger vehicle to do that. So anyway, I'm here. I'm devastated. This was about a year ago. That company closed in the end of March, 2016.
Okay.
And so a little over a year ago, and I just decided I'm going to sit and wait for something to come to me. My boys were getting out of school, so I said, we're going to take the whole summer. We're going to travel. We're going to do whatever we want, and we're just going to sit and wait and see what happens. I kind of had my hands in a bunch of different things after that company closed. I had a bunch of friends that were entrepreneurs, so I did some consulting work for them. I just kind of helped a couple different people do a couple different things to see. Nothing fit, though. You know, I kept saying to myself, I have all of the pieces of this puzzle. I just can't figure out how they all go together. And it was frustrating, so that's where the time off came in. But my brother got married that year, and I went to a salon to get my hair done. Again, normally not my domain. Salons are not where I hang out most of the time. So, in fact, I actually get kind of anxious when I'm in one.
Oh, that's funny.
So
I love them.
And hair grosses me out. I don't know.
Well, I guess it depends on what kind of hair it is.
It just hair.
I don't know.
But hair clippings on the floor just really gets me.
Oh,
so
that's funny.
So I'm sitting in the salon, and I just kind of, you know, I was having this quiet moment with myself in the busyness that is a salon. And, you know, people are running around on a Saturday morning, and everybody's getting beautiful, and I'm listening to all the chatter. And then I'm just kind of staring off into space, and all of a sudden, it was like somebody slapped me in the face and said, this is where you're supposed to be, right here. I was like, what? I don't, that doesn't even make sense. I don't want to be a cosmetologist.
You'd have to go back to school.
Yeah, I'm like, I already did that. You know, I'm 35 years old. I'm not going to go back to school to become a hairstylist. Like, that does not even make sense to me.
That's what you were thinking.
That's what
first.
I'm thinking in my head. And my sister is sitting next to me, and she looks at me, and she's like, what's wrong? I said, I don't know. A voice just told me I'm supposed to go to beauty school. And she's like, she looks over at my mom, and she goes, that's it? She's like, she is off the deep end.
Yeah, she's thinking, sister, you need some boundaries.
Yes, yes. She's like, I'm going to build that fence for you.
I'm going to build
You are outside your fence. But she was like, okay. You know, everybody, she just laughed. And I'm telling you, before I had left, I had a whole new appreciation, because I always thought that, you know, hair, doing your hair, doing your nails, all that it was kind of vanity, you know, or that you're making yourself pretty for what, for who? Like, I don't need that. I don't really understand it. But the girl that did my hair that day for my brother's wedding, it was the first time I saw it as a form of artistic expression. And I was like, this is creativity. Creativity excites me.
Right.
Creativity, I can
it's
jump
art.
In. Yeah,
it is.
This is a work of art, what right. she is doing. And I never had seen it through that lens before. But then my whole world opened up to it, because I'm like, okay, I can get behind the idea that this is creative expression. And I totally see this differently now. But then the business side of my brain kicked in before I'd gotten out of that chair. And before I knew it, I'm adding up, okay, this is a real business. These people know what they're doing, and they're good at it. and they can make good money doing that. So that's where that kind of kicked in. And before I'd left, I'd texted two friends that own salons and said, don't laugh, but.
And I'm sure they laughed.
They laughed hysterically. And luckily, I have a lot of really, really supportive friends. I don't always tell the whole story to everybody, but I'm pretty sure I've decided listeners like get the idea that, you know, that spark of inspiration or that spark of creativity.
And then that the whole and then that's where you kind of came up with this whole inspired style.
Yeah, because I was inspired to do this. So I kind of, you know, I walked down the path a little bit and then I would sit back and wait and see which direction I was supposed to go. Because at this point, I think I'm supposed to go to beauty school and I still have no interest in doing that.
You're thinking you're going to be the hairstylist.
Yeah, I'm thinking that that's what I'm supposed to do. So I'd walk a little further down the path, you know, I'd go and talk to the schools and then I'd sit back and wait and say, is that really the direction I'm supposed to go in? But anyway, I'd laid out all of this, you know, and kind of just had this openness to the idea that I'd never had before. And by God, everything just started happening. Everything just started falling into place. The biggest catapult was a friend of mine that had owned a salon. She wasn't really, you know, things weren't working out there with her and her business partner. And she was trying to decide what she wanted to do. And, you know, she's like, I don't want to retire. I don't want to quit what I'm doing, but I don't want to own another salon. I just kind of want to sit back and do it. So I said, okay, well, let's go find you a place that you can go do that. So we went, we looked at a couple different places, and we walked into this place that we never were planning on going to. The agent talked me into going to look at it with her. And I'm telling you, I walked in and the hair on the back of my neck stood up the second I walked in. Now, mind you, this salon had not been touched in almost 50 years. It was original 1969 salon.
Oh my gosh. Did you keep some of the stuff?
I kept everything I possibly could keep.
I can't wait to see it. I'm so excited. So we have on the first, because it's like you had to keep the 60s stuff. Oh my gosh.
It is so cool. But I walked in and I was like, oh man, maybe this is where I'm supposed to be. I thought I was looking for her.
Right.
By the time, so this place is in Pekin. I live in Germantown Hills. By the time I got home, I'd already decided this is what I'm going to do. How I'm going to do it. And I walked in and I told my husband, he goes, oh, how was it? Is she going to buy it? And I said, nope, I am. I said, luckily, my husband does not know how to say no to me. So
right.
He was like,
sounds like my husband.
I have
no idea
what you're thinking or why you want to do this, but I'm on board.
Yeah.
And a week later, I signed the lease and we started renovating.
That's amazing. Now, is your friend working for
yes.
you? Yes. That's wonderful.
She is. Yes. So because I don't have, you know, 30 years of hair experience, I can't tell you if somebody did a good job on your hair or not. That's why I have to hire the people that can. So I've got a really great team in place that is there to do all of the art, and I'm there to do all of the science behind it.
The business.
You know, the business part of it.
And the marketing.
The marketing.
I mean, you're so passionate, Michelle. Yeah. I just love you. I mean, even just sitting here in this room, I'm fired up. Yeah. I'm like, oh my gosh, what can I do next? I mean, like, you know, let's add to the list of things. So, just that kind of motivation is so inspiring. Now I totally get it. Inspired salon.
Like, yeah.
I totally get it. The whole name has new meaning.
Uh-huh.
It is so awesome. Now, we want you to come visit Michelle at Inspired Salon. We really do. I wanted, more importantly than just talking about the salon, though, I thought you should really hear this story because I don't know a better word. We keep using the word inspired all the time. It's a perfect.
Why I named it that.
Right? It's perfect because it is inspiring, and hopefully it's inspiring you to do something that you've been thinking about doing, whatever it is. I mean, it can be anything. Mm-hmm. And it's obvious. It's cracking me up, Michelle. I'm cracking up thinking about you going from, I'm going to go to school and be a cosmetologist because you're thinking that's where it's taking you, to, nope, I'm going to buy this salon. Yeah. And you just have to be open. It just is proof to say, if you have an open mind and you're willing and you're humble, it doesn't matter to you if you were going to be the hairstylist or own the salon. It's just what you were inspired to do.
Right.
It's like you're thinking, okay, well, maybe I should have been a cosmetologist all this time.
I don't know. Well, I mean, it plays to all my strengths. Actually, in the salon business, a lot of things that people struggle with, because most of them are owned by hairstylists, is they don't have the time to work on the business part because they're constantly, you know, working on people.
Well, and it's not what they necessarily like either,
right?
Because what they like is the art.
Yes.
What they like doing is working on hair. They like making people beautiful, and they like that part of it. And so it makes perfect sense to me. And you're such a people person and such a motivator that you would be able to motivate them to even be better at what they do. I just think it's incredible.
Well,
we're so lucky to have you with I've Decided.
Thank you.
So grateful.
You know,
that
I had somebody ask me just the other day, what inspires you? And I had to think about it for a second, because there's so many things that inspire. Everything inspires me. You know, I could sit and watch the sunset and I'm inspired by that. But I put my finger on it this weekend. I was at a Garth Brooks concert.
Everybody got to go to Garth Brooks. I'm like, oh my goodness, he's making his comeback.
And the entire time, tears are just streaming down my face. Not because I'm a Garth Brooks fan. Like, I haven't listened to Garth Brooks since I was probably 14.
Right.
Because I get to witness someone doing what they were born to do. And seeing the joy that just pours out of someone like that. I get the same thing when I go to a kid's dance recital that is like, I'm doing what I was supposed to do. I was born to do this. That gets me every single time. So when I get to work with people that do that every day, I don't care what capacity it's in.
Right.
And this industry, this beauty industry, because there's so much art with it, and because there's the people that are really good at it are the ones that have wanted to do this since they were kids.
Yeah.
You know, that
and
have always natural. Wanted, it's natural.
I have a daughter that I swear is going to be a stylist one day, some type, because she watches videos for nails.
Right.
And then she paints her nails and makes it look just like that. They're amazing. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
And she just has this natural art. She's very good at hair. She's very good at nails. She just, you know, painting and artsy. And I keep calling it out at her. I'm like, you know, you may be a salon owner one day.
Yeah.
Like, you are really good at this.
You definitely have to nurture that in her, because
she keeps saying, nope, I'm going to be an orthodontist. Orthodontist makes lots of money. But
an
orthodontist.
Yeah, you could do that too. And you know what? That's actually something that, you know, I have so many facets to this business. This is like the first step. Everybody always says, why do you say that this is your first location? Because this isn't the end of the road. That's why. Like, this is, again, the vehicle. And when this vehicle gets me as far as I can, then we expand. You know, maybe we open another location. Maybe we open a school. Maybe we start making products. It's really hard to find good beauty products out there. I don't know where it's going to take me. I don't need to know the end game to take the first step.
I love it.
I don't need to know how it's all going to work out. I just need to...
This is the vehicle to
get...
Yeah, and I love that. And that's exactly right. You know, do what you can with what you have right now, and everything else will start to work itself out. I want to move into some of the stuff that you do within the community, because I think that, you know, we have so many businesses in our area, and we have so many wonderful businesses that give back to the community. And we term that with I Decided community-wide difference makers.
Yes.
And we look at our business owners as community-wide difference makers, because that's what they are. They want to give back. They want to help. That's why businesses like you, Michelle, come on board with I've Decided, because you see it as a platform to give back to the community. And so, and I want to be able to share about your St. Jude benefit and what you do with that. But really quick, though, before we move on from there, I know some of the listeners are probably like, okay, where do we go? We've been talking about the whole concept. So really quick, tell them where to go.
So we are located in Sunset Plaza in Pekin. The salon that used to be there was called The Happening. So you'll see our big sign in place of The Happening. And we're right in the heart of Pekin. You can go to myinspiredstyle.com. And at that website, you can book your appointments. You can see pictures of our renovation. You can view the blog. Or, of course, we're on Facebook. Go to Facebook and search Inspired Style Company Salon and Boutique. And we will pop up. We're probably one of the few places where you can get a haircut and a handbag in the same same building.
You kept the handbag idea going.
Yeah, we kept the handbags.
So that was just even the handbag was kind of like the laying foundation.
Just a natural extension of what I was already doing. So you can go there, and we'll be doing our big grand opening on June 1st.
We were very excited about.
I've decided is going to be there. We're going to have our ribbon cutting with the Chamber of Commerce. and that'll be June 1st. And then we're going to have events all that weekend afterwards. So we'll post those on our Facebook page, and you can come to the ones that you think are the most interesting to you. My favorite one is going to be the wine and shine.
Oh,
where
I
we
like
have
the wine part. What's the shine part?
The shine, we're going to show you how to teach her, or teach you. I'm not, but my stylists are going to teach you how to keep your hair real shiny.
Oh, how awesome. So, that's wonderful. All right, so be sure to reach out to Michelle at Inspired Salon. Mm-hmm. In Pekin. But really quick, we have another event that you're doing.
Yes.
And that's called Mom Prom.
Right.
And it benefits St. Jude.
Yes, because I'm not busy enough opening a business. I do an event every year. I'm a St. Jude, Memphis to Peoria runner. And this will be my fifth year doing the run. My brother had done it for 10 years, and my younger brother, and on his 10th anniversary of his run, I said, you know what? I've always wanted to do that, and I've decided I'm going to do it with you this year. And he said, okay, well, we got to do a fundraiser, or basically you have to do fundraising to be able to, for the privilege of running. You don't just show up and start running.
No, right.
Yeah, it's a fundraiser first.
You raise the money.
Right, you raise the money. So the running isn't the hard part. It's, you know, raising the money. Luckily, St. Jude is such a well-known and wonderful organization that people donate freely.
They do.
And because I don't do anything small, I decided instead of just, you know, sending out some letters and gathering up some money, I should do a huge event for a couple hundred women. And I'm going to do it the Saturday before Mother's Day, because every mom deserves a night out. And when during the year can we have a free night out that we can just
sleep
go do whatever we want to? Yeah. Not have anybody bug us the
have
next
breakfast
day.
In bed.
Yeah. That sounded like a good idea to me.
It was a great idea.
So I founded the Mom Prom, and this will be our fifth year for it. Really excited. We're going to have a couple hundred women crammed into Landmark Recreation Center May 13th. Tickets are only $30, and that includes an hors d'oeuvres reception. We kind of just graze all night. We don't have a big sit-down meal because that's how we like to eat anyway.
Right.
We've got bar. We've got DJ. Women come dressed up in everything from, like, the prom dresses when they went to prom in the 80s.
So like an 80s prom
dress. That everybody, or you can do a little black dress.
What
you know?
If I could get my hair to feather back?
Oh, yeah, you could. You could definitely do. We can help you with that, too.
Some Aquanet hairspray.
Right. Yeah. You go out and stock up on your Aquanet and then get ready for Mom Prom. But, oh, my gosh, we have so much fun. And if you go on Facebook, Central Illinois Mom Prom, you can see some pictures from the last several years that we've done. You know, we're expanding it every year. We've sold out the last 3 years.
Tickets. No doubt. I would think you would sell out.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, because it's $30 for a fun night out.
Yes. And I mean, husbands buy them for their wives as their Mother's Day gift.
Yeah, perfect.
And they just go out with their girlfriends. We had somebody, a group come over from Bloomington. They go out a big party bus and came over for it. So it really is a fun night out. And 100% of it goes to the St. Jude Memphis to
So a fun Peoria night
run.
Out. Support St. Jude, which mm-hmm. you guys all know I love and support. I do the local run. I've been doing that for like 10 years. And so it's very exciting. You know, I'm the one that just sends out the letters. I didn't go.
You didn't go do.
I think that's awesome, though.
Yes.
I love what you're doing. And I love St. Jude, and the St. Jude run is just amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And so that is awesome. Michelle, can you believe our half hour is
up? I can't even believe it.
I know. Once you get going, it's like the half hour, boom, it's gone.
Yes.
So I hope you've been listening to this show, and I hope you are inspired by Michelle's story about, you know, taking that leap of faith and just listening to your gut.
Yeah.
And just leap. That's literally just listening to that voice that said, this is what you're supposed to do, and paying attention to that, and just following your heart, really. Mm-hmm. And here you are. You've landed with this awesome salon, and just everything that you're doing is great, Michelle.
Thank you
so much.
Thank you for having
me. For being here on the show today. I really appreciate it. Thank you guys so much for listening. Thank you for supporting I've Decided. I need to mention this, and I always forget, and this is the most important thing. When you support I've Decided, when you participate in our run, when you participate in our ride or register for our conferences, we give a portion of our proceeds back to PUP, which is People with Unlimited Potential. It is a school for young people with special needs. It's 100% volunteer ran. It is an amazing organization. And so we're just, you know, trying to make a difference, doing positive things in the community. So by being a part of I've Decided, you're a part of that too. So we really, really appreciate your support. And thank you for listening, and just help us spread the message.
Have a rest of a good Sunday, and I'll be back with you next week.
Thanks for listening to I've Decided Radio, sponsored by I've Decided, a local organization designed to help motivate you to reach your goals. Listen every Sunday morning at this time for I've Decided Radio. For more information, go to ivedecided.org. What will you decide?